So the ultimate equation. So what happened was is right in the right before the major transformation took place, there was a moment when I was being accelerated through thought, and I came across a great equation, which was, since I knew we were in a loop, I knew we were in something that was shaped like an eight, and every time that you spin around it, you just forget that you were on the other ride before, because it's, if you ever even try to walk in the symbol of an eight, you'll see what I'm talking about. And so once I realized we were in a loop, I realized that my life was in a loop and it was going to repeat its same cycle. So thus, and that was a cycle of having everything and then losing everything. And so what I felt like at that moment is, if I could reverse the cycle, is if I gave away everything that I knew was holding me down, that I knew that was keeping me from getting on a plane and getting to another country and experiencing what life really is, which is what I wanted to always do. And I noticed that that didn't take much time. That was like the first thing. I thought, you know, if you build a firm foundation, you'll know it's firm because it doesn't take you a long time to tear it down. My foundation was so weak, it was on sand, so it was tore down in like 2 weeks. And then after that, after giving everything away that was holding me back, I immediately got away, and I got away to another country, and I felt so much more free. Because I had accomplished something that ever since as a child, I believe in a lot of us, we want to become movers about the world to discover the new territories and new people and all this. And so it removed so much of the hindrance in my mind of my imagination, or as I call it in the mind, the image of nation, the nation that you can build within your own mind. And even the book beginning, and man, God created man in his own image. You know, I don't know what that God of the Bible is doing in his totality, but I do know that, you know, if one can, I would just take the note that one can create something in the image. And of course, that's how things manifest about in the future. So yeah, once that ultimate equation came into play, it was like I could even write it down on paper to show that if one would give, immediately it pushes like a pendulum. And that starts to cycle again for something to be given to you, like the Pay It Forward movie. And then, so that's when I wrote the code and I gave it away for free. I did give a lot of the material stuff away, and some of the stuff I just had to part with just to balance out business ties and things like that. And there was other things that I had that it couldn't even be given away because they were so harmful for anyone else to put them in their hands, like, you know, clothing with skulls and guns and all this type of stuff on it, bad music, you know, all that stuff is worthless. You just have to throw it away. And so that's really where it led me to this point. And I never would regret it. I never would regret it for a day in my life, because even right now I'm looking out into one of the most beautiful scenes that one can still see in the world. And and that's what was given to me because I gave. Now, fear. There's some type of also fear attached to giving. People think that when they give something, then they'll have nothing more after that. And it doesn't really work like that. It just means that if you're holding on to something, you're so afraid to let it go, then that's become your God. That's become your master. And there's only a couple things that are really worth things these days. And resources should be funneled into helping the people get to a higher level of consciousness. And I haven't seen many people doing that. I see a lot of the playing around, because one thing man's going to have to learn is he's going to have to let go of the deities. Like, he's just got to let go. Like, whatever the story is, oh, that was my people. Look, at this point, it's shown that if you have any type of crutch in life, any type of crutch, something you're depending on, then that means that you're dependent. If you're waiting to be saved, you're probably waiting to be slaved. Look at the spelling in the word. If you got a God, you need to understand what that word is. Even if you have a Dios, if you have a Dionysus, if you have an Adonis, or if you have an Adonai, if you have an Allah or Ilah, or if you have any of these type of things going on, you probably would need to understand the numerical equivalent and the tone, vibration, and the energy behind some of these words. And that's what any adept knows. And what we're working towards is turning people into adepts. We don't want to master over anyone. We don't want anyone to worship us. anything that's contributed to what we're doing is to broaden the consciousness on a multiple level. I believe one can do it themselves. One activated person actually activates other people by contact. I've had that experiment already completed, already logged with a witness. So this is the real opportunity. And if people can't see that the opportunity is right in front of them, then, you know, what do they say? We'll be seeing you next life. And hopefully you remember more than you did this time, because this is the sixth Zion, or vision, VI, meaning sixth Zion, that's been created, just like they tell you. And if one keeps coming around this loop, not realizing that each time you come around, you actually remember less. It's not vice versa. Each time you come around, you remember less of who you are. So make this your last time. And we will help and assist. You have allies with us.